Ladies and gentlemen, skipping the comments about how difficult the topic is, let me make two introductory remarks. First, it won't be enough to conserve, we also have to recover. Second, there are two realms we have to deal with, the political and the personal, in answering the question, what should conservatism conserve and what not? That takes off, of course, from Frank Meyer's piece in What is Conservatism? Freedom is the goal of government. Goodness, virtue, is the goal of the individual. We should pause to note Brent Bazell's comment that the story of how the free society came to take priority over the good society is the story of the decline of the West. So in the political realm, what should conservatism conserve? I don't know how to be original with the Constitution sitting out there in plain sight. If our goal is to maximize our freedom in a complex society, then we should follow the Constitution's prescriptions and proscriptions. Separate powers, allowing one branch to check another branch in order to keep government limited, and promote federalism in order to keep government as local as possible, on the theory, if not always the practice, that the more local government is, the more people can control it and secure their freedom. Keeping government small, or rather making it small again, as small as envisioned by the founding fathers, doesn't leave a lot of room for the regulatory state, that fourth branch of government that is nowhere sanctioned in the Constitution, wields massive power, and is largely immune from democratic control. Now, I hope that all sounds quite learned and sophisticated, but does it tell us what to do about the Farm Bill? I think it does. The Farm Bill limits the freedom of millions of Americans to keep what they have earned in order to subsidize a handful of farmers. That is the objection to the Farm Bill, that it redistributes wealth from one group to another, and it is important always to make that principled argument rather than to argue that the Farm Bill is expensive and will bust the budget. It won't. The budget is already busted. Bill Buckley suggested decades ago that the poor should get, from government, only bread and lard. That may sound harsh today, but we should remember two points. One, charity is not charity if it is coerced by government. And two, the food stamp program is administered by the Department of Agriculture. What we want to conserve or recover is the principle that government shouldn't redistribute wealth, or that if it does, it should redistribute wealth as little as possible, because redistribution interferes with the freedom of individuals to keep what they have earned. The theme is freedom. And that was, not incidentally, the title of Stan Evans's book on American history. We want to keep Americans free so that they can be good. But what is good that we should conserve? I think the answer to that is easy. The practices and prescriptions of Western civilization. The lefties know full well the power of Western civilization's code, which is why they chant, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has got to go. Quite a number of years ago, it was discovered that to avoid poverty in the US, a person need follow only three rules. Graduate from high school, don't get married until you graduate from high school, and don't have children until you've gotten married. The third rule is straight from Western civ. Yet today, we have millions of bastards in this country, millions of illegitimate children, two descriptions that are no doubt branded as hateful comment by the folks at Twitter. Who is going to take care of all those bastards? It would be easy to say, let Jack do it. Jack Dorsey is one of the founders of Twitter. He is worth $4 billion. But there were 1,569,796 bastards born in this country in 2016, and a comparable number is born every year. If you gave all of Jack Dorsey's wealth to all the bastards under the age of 18, each one would get only $142. So I ask again, who's going to take care of all those bastards? The answer is, you are, because Jack Dorsey can't afford to. You and your fellow middle-class Americans who work hard and make enough money to put you in one of the income tax-paying brackets. Which means it's not unreasonable to punish people who have children out of wedlock. They curtail the freedom of hard-working people to keep what they have earned. So what do we need to conserve or recover? a healthy distrust of the wisdom of the elites and of centralized power, and of what we might call the global imperative, which is to say, we should put America first. And we need to conserve a respect for the traditional Western code and for the cult of Christianity that built Western civilization. That's more or less what one of the founding fathers said. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are the indispensable supports. Perhaps what we need to recover, conserve, and promote is the good society rather than the free society. Perhaps Brent Bazell was right after all.